Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on Vivid Life Radio. And that's vividlife.me. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, you have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every single day. And if you go to vividlife.me, you can take a look at their website, and they have all these great articles from spiritual teachers and experts from all over the world. It's really a fantastic platform that Shane Travis has created, so a special thanks to Shane. So a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. For those of you joining us for the very first time, I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual organization called Mishka Productions. And my mom and I created Mishka Productions quite by accident, and I say that very tongue-in-cheek because, of course, we know there are no accidents, but it really felt like an accident. We created Mishka Productions in her dining room with a phone line and on a rickety old desk. And we started the company in 1995, and we started creating events with spiritual visionaries and New Thought authors, and people started to come in from all over the world to attend our events. And then in 2002, we created what is now known as our signature event called Celebrate Your Life. And it's a big conference where we bring together over 20 to 25 New York Times best-selling authors, spiritual visionaries, and teachers all together in one place at one time for people to come and experience the best of the best, the juiciest of the juiciest, and for people to experience workshops and lectures throughout an entire 4 days. And so now we're bringing a taste of the conference to you on the Celebrate Your Life radio show, so it's kind of exciting. And we have a couple of Celebrate Your Life conferences coming up this year. I'm only going to tell you about one because the other one is a mystery. Well, it's not a mystery to us, but it's a mystery to you now. But our next Celebrate Your Life conference is coming up in Chicago on June 12th through the 15th, and it's going to be an amazing event. And it features best-selling authors Iyanla Van Zandt. Yes, you heard that correctly. She is directly from the OWN Network, from her own show, Fix My Life, Iyanla. And so Iyanla Van Zandt will be there. New York Times best-selling authors Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God. We also have James Redfield, who wrote The Celestine Prophecy, and Carolyn Mace, who wrote Sacred Contracts, and spiritual mediums John Holland and Lisa Williams. And our guest today will be at Celebrate Your Life, Andy Dooley. So for more information about the conference and to come join us, you have to join us. It's just like this totally and completely fabulous event. The website address is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. So today, we've got Andy Dooley on the show, and Andy is a law of attraction expert, and he created a method called the vibration activation, and he teaches this technique in order to help people overcome our manifestation challenges. And not only is he a coach, but he's also a spiritual comedian. We talked a little bit before the show, and he told me he's got a theater background like I do. Can you tell? And he's the author of I Manifest and The 13 Biggest Manifesting Mistakes. He's a metaphysical alchemist of vibration, and he creates positive transformation for people all over the world. And we are so excited for the first time to have him at Celebrate Your Life. So welcome to the show, Andy.
Hey, Liz. Hello, listeners. Woohoo! I'm here. So excited. Yes.
I knew you'd appreciate that introduction, Andy, because you're kind of a wild guy.
Yeah, I just got back. I was snowboarding in Breckenridge, dropping in at 12,000 feet. Woohoo!
No way. What do you mean you were dropping in at 12,000 feet from a helicopter?
No, actually, the ski chairlift goes up to 12,000 feet. And I snowboarded down with my GoPro on.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. You had a GoPro on?
Yes, my helmet. And, I just put out a video today. If anybody goes to Andy Dooley TV or andydooley.com, you can watch the video.
Okay, I have to look at this video. AndyDooley.com. And
yeah.
I have to see this GoPro video because my husband, puts one at GoPro onto his helmet when he bikes, but I've never seen one like snowboarding.
Yeah.
Am I going to get dizzy watching it, or is it like really kind of exciting?
My brother said I kind of got a little nauseous.
And your brother is Mike Dooley.
Yes.
And you both started Tut.com. Can you tell us a little bit about Tut?
Yeah, Tut.com. Most people also now today know it as the Notes from the Universe. So if you get the Notes from the Universe, my cool brother Mike writes those notes. And it all started, dun-dun-dun, back in 1989, 26 years ago. We were selling T-shirts out of a push cart on a sidewalk. And we were putting positive thoughts on these T-shirts. And we were just Tut. We were just... The internet wasn't even there. We were just totally unique T-shirts, and then we became totally unique thoughts, and then we became Tut.com.
Oh. You know, I have been getting Tut, the thoughts from the universe, for, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many years. So probably since I started Mishka Productions, which was in 95, so for 20 years. And I never knew who was behind it. I never, like, understood. I just thought, like, magically God was sending me messages, and it was just me
right.
that I'm getting them, right?
Well, it's true. They are. Mike and me, we are God. So are you.
I love it. We're all God, right?
Yes.
So that's how it got started with selling T-shirts. That's really fascinating. I love that. So now I know, like, the energy and how the universe is channeling messages through you and Mike for the thoughts from the universe. So, and how can people sign up for Tut? Is it just tut.com?
Yeah, you go to tut.com, and on the home page there's a box there that says sign up for the daily notes, and you're in.
Oh, wow. You know, when I first came across your work, Andy, I looked at you and I thought, oh, my goddess, he is the Steve Martin of the spiritual community. I mean, you are so vibrant. You are so alive. You just let your whole goofiness hang out, and I love that. I totally resonate with that, as you can tell. I'm kind of a little bit of a goofy woman. So talk to share with us a little bit about your philosophy, about the vibration activation, about positivity, about manifestation. Just share, let it all hang out and just share with us, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely, Liz. Thank you. So I was fortunate enough to kind of be introduced to, you know, the power of thought and belief and affirmations when I was still in high school. I had an awesome – my mom, she's an avid reader, and she came upon some books. The Silver Mind Control Method. Have you read that one?
Oh, yes, of course. That's like, oh, wow, that's old. Okay.
Yeah. Read that book and Creative Visualization, which was like a classic Shakti Gawain.
Shakti Gawain. I've worked with Shakti Gawain, yes.
Yeah, and so those books started me, like, visualizing and letting me know that there's more to life than just you're born, you die, hope it was a good one. And then the Florence Scovel Shin books, The Game of Life and How to Play It, Your Word is Your Wand, those books radically, like, opened my mind up to the power of my thoughts and the power of my imagination and words. Because I was in high school, so I immediately turned around and used all these affirmations to become popular and to be liked and to be invited to parties.
Oh.
Really important things.
I love it.
And I was like, it works. It works.
Oh, that's so great.
But then let me fast forward so I can get to, we started this business Tut. We used visualization and we took lots of action. Created, from a push cart selling T-shirts, we created a $1 million company. all because of, you know, us having that positive thinking and positive focus and our daily affirmations and meditations. But then it all fell apart for me several years ago. I had lost all my money. I was in debt. I had to have roommates to pay the mortgage. I was in a relationship. It didn't work out. I was heartbroken. My back went out. I was just a mess. And so I really, you know, at first I wanted to blame everybody else because, of course, this was not my fault.
Right, of course, no.
but I realized, wait a minute, I got to take full responsibility for this because I do believe I create my own reality. And so I dug deeper. I went deeper into the metaphysics and spiritual world and realm and angels and tarot cards and meditation and visualization and workshops and seminars with Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and on this process of kind of pulling myself up from the depths of despair, I started to create what would later become vibration activation, which is what I'm going to be doing at the Celebrate Your Life this summer. And so I developed some really powerful tools of transformation that I know work because I've used them on myself, and now I have clients where, you know, I do weekly coaching calls with my clients, and they're radically transforming their lives and taking their lives to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so tell us a little bit about what does the vibration activation method entail? Like, you know, is it meditating? Is it, yeah, give us a little bit of a sneak preview. Not too much, but just a little bit of a sneak.
Okay, enough.
Yes.
Yeah, so everything is vibrating energy, and the vibration that you're putting out to the universe is matching you up with the law of attraction is sorting it all out for you. And so whatever you're consistently vibrating on the inside is going to be showing up on the outside. So I've learned how to activate a new vibration with these tools that I'll share on the call, how to activate a new vibration within you so that way you can line up with the things that you're desiring, or you can line up with something even better. Because sometimes our conscious mind gets in the way of thinking we want it to be this way, but yet there's something even better for us. Like you and your acting career, like you are so committed to acting and, you know, becoming a Hollywood movie star, but yet there was a better and bigger plan for you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you read the whole thing online.
Yeah, I read it. I was like, this is such a great story. Yeah, for listeners, if you haven't, go to, is it Mishka, what's celebrateyourlife.com?
The easy way to get there is celebrateyourlife.org.
Okay.
Yeah, www.celebrateyourlife.org, and then it lands on that same page, and it has the story under the about. It's so interesting because not a lot of people really get that story, but it sounds like you and I are like so similar in the way we kind of found our way in the world. I just love that. And you know what, Andy, we're going to take a quick break right now, and
okay,
we're going to come back. And so we've been talking with Andy Dooley, who is the creator of the vibration activation method. And we'll be right back. I'm Liz Dawn. You're listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. And when we come back, we're going to get Andy to give us some tips on how we can all start manifesting in our own lives, because I would love to hear it. So we'll be right back with Andy Dooley.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers.
Celebrate.
Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. And we're talking today with the creator of the Vibration Activation Method and author of two books, I Manifest and The 13 Biggest Manifesting Mistakes, and we're talking with Andy Dooley. So welcome back to the show, Andy.
Thank you, Liz.
Yay! Okay, so we were talking about manifesting, and you were sharing with us a little bit about the vibration activation method.
Yes.
Okay, so can you share just a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, so I want to give a couple tools to the listener that you can immediately apply into your life and then come to the Celebrate Your Life event and share with me, you know, how's it working out for you? If you're getting hung up, if you're getting amazing results, because I would love to know. Okay, so there's three core steps to vibration activation, and this wasn't something that I just made up one night. This was a process of me getting out there, doing one-man shows at fringe festivals, doing spiritual comedy, doing workshops, working with people, and I eventually was trying all these different tools and techniques because I'm very creative and just can come up with, hey, try this, or what if we did this? And then I found at the end of a five-year journey, okay, these are these three core steps, and they're working again and again. I'm getting results. My clients are getting results. This is, and it's fun. That's one of the things people love about my approach is that it's fun and it's practical and applicable. Okay, so we all know that we have positive thoughts we think and we have negative thoughts. And, you know, throughout the day, I call it, sometimes we get on the bitch train. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's just a metaphor of, right? We start focusing on everything that's wrong and complaining and comparing and judging and
absolutely.
And those thoughts create a negative vibration within us. And so we send that out to the universe, and the universe goes, okay, we're going to give you more negative crap. Okay,
uh-huh.
But then there's also the bliss train. So you got the bitch train and the bliss train. And uh-huh. Every day you have a choice. Which train are you going to get on? And it really determines how your life is going to turn out. And, of course, the bliss train is complimenting, appreciating, feeling gratitude, looking for the positive, not denying the negative. You know, I want to be realistic and like, okay, there is negative and there is positive. You have the choice of what are you going to focus on. And focus is a huge part of my whole vibration activation process. And I have some great exercises that I do live during my workshops. And so one of the first steps is you've got to stop that negative train of thought, right? You know the one where you beat yourself up, you criticize yourself, you criticize other people. You've got that story of lack and limitation and woe is me, and I was dealt a bad hand, and nobody understands, and it's not going to work for me. That, you've got to stop that train of thought, because it will kill you. Negative thinking will kill you, and positive thinking will save you, right? I mean, you know this in your own life, Liz.
Yes. Yes. And oh, so, I love that. So it's basically you wake up in the morning, and this is so great, and you say to yourself, am I going to get on the bitch train or the bliss train? Wow.
Yes. Now, here's the tool I want to give the listener. So when you catch yourself on the bitch train, and if you're listening now, I promise you, like, something's going to come up later today or tonight or tomorrow morning, your kids, your job, your boss, whoever, your spouse, and you're going to find yourself going, oh, no, no, and you get on the bitch train. You catch yourself. You're conscious enough to go, wow, wait a minute. I'm running that story in my head that's derailing my life. So what you say is, and you can write this down, if you're listening, or just listen to the replay, you say, stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here.
Oh, say that again.
Stop, cancel, clear.
Stop, cancel, clear.
Get the fear out of here.
Get the fear out of here. I love this. I'm quoting you.
Good. Now this works.
I'm going to put this on my Facebook page by Andy Duell. Stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here.
Yes. Because,
perfect.
You know, Liz, there's only two states of being, really, to make it simple. There's love, which is our true essence, our core. That's who we are. And then we get caught up in the illusions of life and our own negative thinking, and we get into fear. Now, of course, there's a thousand emotions in between. But either you're coming from love or you're coming from fear. And so if you're on the bitch train, you're operating from fear. So you want to say, stop, cancel, clear, get the fear out of here. Or another version is, stop, cancel, clear, I will not live in fear.
I love this. I will not live in fear. So when you have fear come up, which we all do, then what do you recommend you do at that moment? So if fear is, you know, comes up, how do you handle it, Andy?
Yes, you acknowledge it. It's an emotion, and it's guidance from within saying, hey, you're looking at this situation in a way that's not in alignment with your true divinity. You're forgetting who you are. So you acknowledge, yes, this is a good thing. I'm feeling fear. Thank you, fear. Don't deny it. Don't shove it under the carpet. Embrace it. And then realize, wait a minute, I'm seeing this in a way, and there's another way to see it that would feel better, that would bring me into alignment. So I'm out of alignment right now. How can I look at this in a way that would feel better? And then, you know, it's a little conscious thinking.
Wow, I love it. Can you give me an example with your own life, how you've seen this work in your own life, or maybe there's someone you can think of how it worked in somebody else's life that you've worked with, that you've coached, or when you've been teaching your workshops?
Yeah, absolutely. Recently, just last week, I was working with a client, and she's having great success in her life. She's manifested a great place. She's living... like she's doing her bliss. She's following her bliss. She's in art therapy, and she loves working with her clients. And she works at a hospital. And she's ready to move on now and start her own practice. And she started thinking thoughts, fearful thoughts of, oh, no, I'm going to be stuck here forever. I'll never find another job. I'll never be able to go out on my own and do my own thing. And she had got onto that negative train of thought. And so what we did, what I do with all my clients, and I do in my live workshops as well, is I have someone share their bitch train story, and then I give it back to them, and then they say to me, stop, cancel, clear, I will not live in fear. So they get to stop it rather than letting it run wild. So we stop the bitch train story, and we say, okay, let's focus on, let's change the focus. What's good in your life? What's working? And so now we focus, because focus is so powerful. And if you change your focus, you can change how you feel instantly. Ask a question. It changes your focus. So I say, okay, what's working in your life? And she said, oh, well, you know, I love where I live. I have a great relationship. My health is better than it's ever been. I love the work I do. I've been getting certified in these other areas. And I've been getting ready. I've been preparing the road. I've been thinking positive. So immediately she shifted from the negative to the positive. And so we did this. And just last, well, that was, well, it was actually a couple weeks ago, but just last week she told me that she's now put in her two-week notice, and she's got an opportunity to move in and work with these other people who have an office space for her, and she immediately shifted it and switched it, and now things are working out for her.
Wow, I love hearing that. And I love, you know, and there are moments, I mean, let's acknowledge it, there are moments when life throws us, you know, a sad curveball and you know, life happens, we lose people, things occur. But I think this thinking also helps you to cope, have better coping skills through the challenging moments in life. Yes?
Yes, yeah. It's practical tools. So when you catch yourself thinking, stop, cancel, clear, I will not live in fear, and then ask yourself, well, what is good in my life? What can I be grateful for? And then it changes your focus. And as soon as you change your focus, you can start looking for the good. Then you get over to the bliss train, and the bliss train will take you where you want to go.
I love this. I think we need to have a bliss train at Celebrate Your Life in Chicago. I think we need to figure something really fun out to have costumes or create some set design stuff, because you and I have theater backgrounds, so we can come up with something really wild, because we need to have a bliss train. So for those of you listening, we've been talking with Andy Dooley, and Andy is going to be one of our featured speakers this year at our Celebrate Your Life conference in Chicago on June 12th through 15th. And Andy, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. I'm so excited you're going to be there at Celebrate Your Life, and I'm excited to meet you in person.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet you and to rock the conference and to share more goodies and tools that really will help people get a handle on the mental so they can really start creating the life that they want to live.
Yes, and we're all going to start manifesting. We're going to manifest world peace at this event. So you have to come join us. I know that's a tall order, Andy, but I believe that we are powerful enough to do that. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to manifest world peace at Celebrate Your Life Chicago, June 12th through 15th. Make sure and check out our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. And along with Andy Dooley, who's going to be one of our featured speakers, we also have Ian LeVanzant, Caroline Mace, Neil Donald Walsh, James Redfield, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and the list just goes on and on and on. So come join us. Come meet Andy. Come meet me. Come be a part of this magnificent group of like-minded, spiritually oriented people and community. It really, really, really will be fabulous for your heart, mind, body, and soul. So Andy, once again, thank you for being in the show, and I look forward to meeting you in a few months in person.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being on the show, and we're going to rock Chicago, world peace and love and good vibes. It's all happening. Woo!
Woohoo! Sounds great. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, I'm Liz Dawn. You've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. And make sure and check us out at www.celebrateyourlife.org. Come join us in Chicago. And again, a special thanks to Shane Travis, the founder and director of Vivid Life, because without Shane, we would not have the Celebrate Your Life radio show. So thank you again, and tune in next Wednesday for another fabulous and special guest at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you, and have a wonderful week.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on VividLife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's